is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, CBS, I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a powered up Category 5 Hurricane Milton with 160 mile an hour winds now is closing in on Florida's west coast.
This is a storm that is going to change the geography of western Florida forever in some places.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson expects widespread destruction when the storm makes landfall in the Tampa Bay area late tonight. The more than 3.3 million people who live there have been told to leave.
Well, we were ordered to evacuate. If anybody knows anything about Florida, when you don't evacuate when you're ordered to, you can pretty much die.
I'm not capable of boarding anything up or doing anything more than I have. Hopefully I come home to my house is still here.
CBS's Tom Hansen from Daytona.
Officials have said to me that they will not be able to assist when the storm hits and people who stayed are in trouble. The head of police of Tampa Bay, when I spoke to him a couple days ago, he tells me that he's not going to jeopardize the safety of his officers for people who didn't listen to the warning.
Forecasters predict Milton will retain hurricane strength as it crosses central Florida tomorrow. We're learning more about the deadly hurricane that pounded the South 2 weeks ago. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
Rapid scientific analysis published by a group of international scientists confirmed that climate change made Helene's wind speeds about 13 miles per hour more intense and increased the storm's rainfall by 10%. Scientists also say that storms as intense as Helene are now 2.5 times more likely in the area due to human-caused climate change.
The FBI has arrested a 27-year-old Afghan man in Oklahoma City who was allegedly plotting an ISIS-inspired attack on Election Day. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Prosecutors saying he and unnamed co-conspirators were followers of ISIS and took steps to carry out their attack in the U.S., including selling the family home, working to relocate family abroad, and purchasing ammunition.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the IDF has killed the successor to the head of Hezbollah. His message to the people of Lebanon.
Don't let these terrorists destroy your future any more than they've already done. Stand up and take your country back. You have an opportunity that hasn't existed in decades.
The Tiffany of the Las Vegas Strip is no more. The Tropicana came crashing down last hour in a controlled implosion that reduced the two towers to a giant pile of rubble in a mere 22 seconds. The 67-year-old landmark closed its doors to the public months ago to make way for the A's new ballpark. S&P futures down 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Local power crews are staging near the state line to head south to help with the hurricane. As Hurricane Milton approaches Florida, local power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. Lessons on fishing and conservation are available this weekend in Racine. The Root River Steelhead facility will open its doors to the public Saturday for an open house. There will be educational activities related to fishing and conservation. People can also participate in guided tours and fish spawning demonstrations. A statement from the DNR says the family-friendly event will offer a learning experience for everyone to enjoy. Act now if you want to own a place known for warm beer and lousy food. The self-deprecating sign hangs outside Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha, with that business and property now for sale. The listing at just under $500,000 says the bar is a longtime Kenosha institution and would be an opportunity for a new operator to take over. And an antique expert is coming to Racine. Next week on the 18th, people can take advantage of a free antique appraisal session with an experienced appraiser. It's Mark Moran. He's known for a 9-season stint on Antiques Roadshow. People going to the event at the library can have one item appraised at no cost. You'll pay $10 for additional items appraised. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down and we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Pope, that's a weird job, huh? Anyone Pope here? Pope never goes out. Wouldn't it have been weird to go to high school with the Pope? You know, somebody did. Somebody sit at home watching TV in Poland. They see the Pope. They think, that guy was a jerk. He was so mean to me, and now he's Pope? I got a swirly from the Pope. I think it'd be great if you had a kid that ended up being Pope. That would be the ultimate bragging rights. Oh, your son's a doctor? Yeah, ours is Pope. He does okay for him. Oh, they have a house? He has his own city. It's in Europe. Do you think when the Pope was a little kid, he fantasized about eventually becoming Pope? You know, like we might about being a professional athlete. Was he like 8 years old in his backyard going, there he is, the leader of all the Catholics! What a Pope! The best Pope ever! The Protestants are frightened of this new Pope!
Yeah! Righteous Brothers, Bobby Hatfield, and Bobby Hatfield and Bill Medley. I couldn't think of Bill Medley's name for a second. It was in my head, and it just flew out of my head. I'm Don Rosen, 610 at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 64, clear tonight, lows 53. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 66. Right now, clear, 48 degrees here at Radio Park. I somehow feel guilty that we're having beautiful weather like this. And down in Florida, they're getting ready for the apocalypse with this storm, which was gusting winds at 195 miles an hour. You know, sometimes it feels real windy outside at 25, 30 miles an hour here. You say, whoa, it's windy. Imagine 195 mile an hour gust. Well, Civic Media has a site set up. If you want to help, you can. A lot of people feel guilty. They just, you know, they got to do something. And if you do want to do something, civicmedia.us/help. Real easy. Civic Media, one word, civicmedia.us/help. There you go. 611 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. It's Cracklin' Rosie, Neil Diamond at 614 at WRJN. And it's time now for Odd But True. And this one really got to me. When Diet Coke first debuted in 1982, that was the first time ever that Coca-Cola used the word Coke on any of its products. And I was thinking back, didn't I see Coke on a bottle in the old machines? And apparently no, because I looked it up on images on Google, and there's no word Coke anywhere before 1982. Odd, but true.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll.
Rock
Beatles rock and roll music, old Chuck Berry tune, a cover version of that song. Local news and Samless Hits, WRJN. You know, it's crazy how divided we are as a country. Now, I'm not talking about politics here. More, no politics here. More than one in five iPhone users admit they look down on people with Android phones. 22% admit they think less of someone if they see a green text bubble come through. 23% claim they'd never date an Android user. And 21% of iPhone users admit they've excluded someone from a group chat because that person had an Android phone. Oh, can you trust those people? Hey, good morning, 617 at WRJN Local News and Tablet Hits. How about some entertainment news from Pete Schwabba?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be WAUK AM 540 on the dial. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabba.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
We've got sunshine in the forecast today and tomorrow. Clear sky tonight. 64 the high today. 53 the low tonight. 66 the high tomorrow. Right now it's clear and 48 degrees.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things, no diamond rings.
So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
She can fill me up when it's down.
Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, do you know someone who claims to love cold pizza just as much as hot pizza, if not more? Well, this woman is not in that camp. A 22-year-old woman in Florida flew into a rage when a Domino's pizza was delivered to her home. She said was cold and uncut. She drove to the restaurant, threw the pizza at them, I guess, and got all over the phone, flipped out on an employee, and got arrested for criminal mischief. They said they called the police from Domino's. What, with all that pizza dripping from the phone, they made that phone call? All right. It's 626. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN with the Isley Brothers.
Shake it up, baby.
Woo!
Brothers. I think it was called, not Your Own Thing, not Do Your Thing. I got to look it up. Yeah, the Isley Brothers actually had a movie out at theaters. It was it wasn't a huge hit, but it played all the local theaters back in the 70s. I got to look up the name of that movie. I wonder if they have it on DVD. I heard it was a really good movie at the time. I never got a chance to see it, but maybe on DVD I can catch it. Yes, DVD. I know that sounds like ancient history, but I still buy them. Okay. All right. Is there a right age to watch scary movies? 2,000 Americans surveyed, and 65% said they saw their first one before they were 11 years old. 60% agree that watching your first scary movie at a slumber party was a rite of passage. Remember those days? Since we're in the midst of the spooky season, how many scary movies have you watched? On average, Americans say 5 during the Halloween season. 23% said 10 or more. The first scary movie I saw that I can remember, I saw Psycho when it first came out with my parents, but I didn't think much of it. The House on Haunted Hill, but the 1958 version with Vincent Price. Now, I'll tell you where I saw that. I saw that on a thing called Million Dollar Movie. Where I grew up, it was on Channel 9, and they used to show the same movie for 1 week at 7:30 p.m. and 11 p.m., and then again every 90 minutes, all Saturday and Sunday. This is the way they did it. And I remember watching it over and over again, and I was terrified. So much so that when it finally came out on DVD, I bought it, and I still watch it. Now, it's not terrifying, but it's still got some good scares in it. The House on Haunted Hill, but the original one with Vincent Price. 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Local power crews are staging near the state line to head south to help with the hurricane. As Hurricane Milton approaches Florida, local power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. Lessons on fishing and conservation are available this weekend in Racine. The Root River Steelhead facility will open its doors to the public Saturday for an open house. There will be educational activities related to fishing and conservation. People can also participate in guided tours and fish spawning demonstrations. A statement from the DNR says the family-friendly event will offer a learning experience for everyone to enjoy. Act now if you want to own a place known for warm beer and lousy food. The self-deprecating sign hangs outside Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha, with that business and property now for sale. The listing at just under $500,000 says the bar is a longtime Kenosha institution and would be an opportunity for a new operator to take over. And an antique expert is coming to Racine. Next week on the 18th, people can take advantage of a free antique appraisal session with an experienced appraiser. It's Mark Moran. He's known for a 9-season stint on Antiques Roadshow. People going to the event at the library can have one item appraised at no cost. You'll pay $10 for additional items appraised. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Just like here at home, Ukraine is in their harvest season. Except unlike here, farmers are worried about drone strikes destroying their crops. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. We're visiting with a Ukrainian dairy farmer in just a moment.
There I was, driving along when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
Olga Polozova has a dairy farm in central Ukraine. She says across the country, farmers worry about drone attacks, among other tragedies that the ongoing war with Russia brings their way.
I have only 400 cows for milking, means like 1,000 altogether. But we are always afraid for the harvest because we have drones, they come and they can burn your harvest in one night. Actually, the same problems like in the whole Ukraine, which I said that many in our workers, employers, they are on the war and someone unfortunately will not come back. So it's like that.
Olga Polozova says even amidst war, the farm work must go on. The harvest is happening right now in Ukraine. Olga says her farm just finished soybeans, and now they're working on corn and sunflowers. You can find the full conversation at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
For over 120 years, 4-H has empowered millions of youth to build their futures. Now through October 12th, more than 6 million young people nationwide are celebrating National 4-H Week. In Wisconsin, more than 26,000 youth are members of 4-H. You can get connected with a club near you by visiting Wisconsin 4-H online. In other news, Northern Soy Marketing is bringing international stakeholders to farms in the upper Midwest. For the past few days, a delegation from Indonesia toured farms in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Beaver Dam soybean grower Nancy Cavazanjan is among the group, and she says these one-on-one tours allow buyers to see where soybeans originate and the care that farmers put into them. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I have this friend. He finds these really good deals on the internet. You know what I'm talking about? All these deals are way too good to be true. And the other day he walked up to me, he's like, dude, I found a cruise around the world for $300. Seriously, cruise around the world for $300? Yeah, I would love to see activities on that cruise. Rowing. Sailing. Learning Morse code, shooting flares. Eating other passengers. What's the name of the cruise line? The Navy?
Sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silent.
Simon & Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. City Administrator for the City of Racine, Jim Sullivan, is going to be here in the next hour. We're going to talk to him, find out exactly what he does. What is the City Administrator? We know what the mayor is. We know what the alders are. But what is the City Administrator? We'll find out together. That's coming up in the next hour, 6:38 now, WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Ah, time for a little bit of soul here at WRJN.
Now you're feeling low and a fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta make like you wanna be in a prayer. And then a little bit of soul will come your way.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is an interesting strategy. A 60-year-old man in Korea has been cleared of a DUI because after he was stopped, he downed a bottle of liquor. He got out of it because the police weren't able to prove what his blood alcohol content was when he was driving. Now, that story in mind, you probably shouldn't try it in this country, okay? I'm sure that isn't going to work. It's the DC 5 now because of WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Fun Five, because local news, timeless hits. It's WRJN.
Unique boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to speak all over that commercial. Wow, that's Radio DJ 101. Don't talk over commercials. It's 644 WRJN local news and timeless hits. I've got some fun facts for you. You know, humans aren't very nutritious to eat. Only one former cast member's ever been banned from hosting Saturday Night Live ever again. That actor, Chevy Chase, mainly for being a jerk to the cast and crew, they said. And there's a 60-mile stretch of Interstate 19 in Arizona where all the signs use kilometers, not miles. It's a relic from the Carter administration when they tried to get us to use the metric system instead of the one we have. Didn't work. There's still no plan to change the signs. Hey, we have a website I want you to go to if you want to help with hurricane relief. It's civicmedia.us/help. We're having beautiful weather up here. Down in Florida, not so much. And they're going to need help when this whole storm passes by. They even need help with Helene in the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Florida. civicmedia.us/help. civicmedia.us/help.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
Oh, yeah, the Stones. Hey, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 64. Clear tonight, lows 43. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 66. Right now, the skies are clear. Sun coming up, 48 degrees at Radio Park.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
Nobody can ever take the place of the Rolling Stones. Well, this is kind of sad. The average person spends one out of every 12 waking minutes on the internet. It's 85 minutes every day online. That works out to 43 hours a month or 21 and a half full days every year. I think it's more than that. I think that number is low. All right, 6:50, local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Nothing you can say.
News and timeless hits at WRJN. Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of his famous The Rest of the Story feature. Hear Paul this morning with me at 7:25 and again with Cindy Huber at 12:05. A timeless piece of Racine radio history twice a day, weekdays, only here at WRJN. Look for sunshine today with a high near 64. Clear and 48 degrees right now at Radio Park with Dobie Gray.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Great Drift Away, WRJN local news and timeless hits. Got some sunshine today. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high near 64, clear and 48 degrees now at Radio Park.
Yeah.
Tommy Rose, Sweet Pea. I remember when that song came out. I can tell you exactly where I was, but I'm not going to bore you. It's 6:59. Here's the weirdest Halloween product of the year. Airheads Candy just unveiled a candy-scented food spray